Andrea.
And today we're going to be talking about sleep apnea and other health things that you should be aware of. But before we do that, Andrea's got her weekly tip.
What is Hi, ladies. Well, this is for people who use the coffee make creamers. What you do is when you're done with it, instead of chucking it, cut off the label because it's a clear plastic underneath. And what you can use that for is if you want to chop up onions or chop up celery, chop up red pepper, and fill your container with it and keep it in the fridge. And then when you need it, especially onions and things, even maybe shredded cheese, just keep it in your container. And when you need it, open the lid, take out what you need, and you're done.
And that's great because, you know, like we're all trying to do our part in recycling. And yes. I think that that's excellent to find another use that you can use that. And plus then you don't have to go and buy a whole pile of other containers, because once you use it a couple of times, you might want to at that point check it.
I mean, even for kids, if you want to put in their little, you know, their goldfish snacks and things, they can just take out a handful and they're good to go.
That's a great idea. So the reason we're talking about sleep apnea today, it's becoming more and more common. And along with that, there's other health issues. And recently, Andrea had a situation in her own family where her brother's wife ended up passing away from sleep apnea, correct?
Exactly. And this is something that not too many people have heard of. And it's getting more popular now. And I'm so familiar with it because over 30 years ago, my husband was very, very, very bad snorer. And to the point where he would stop breathing in the night. And that is one of the main issues of sleep apnea. So the fact that I was there, I could always, you know, give him a shove and all of a sudden he'd snap out of it. But if you're alone and that happens, if it happens too often, the oxygen doesn't get to the brain and you obviously have a heart attack or however you go with sleep apnea. And so when Eddie was doing this, it was of course disturbing for me because I can't get any sleep. And he wasn't getting a very good sleep at night. And during the day, he could just be sitting there and fall asleep on a dime. And I said, this can't be right. And I'm saying he was small back then, not like a big guy, because you associate that with bigger people. And so I was sitting in my room one night watching this documentary, and it was about sleep issues. And it came on about the sleep apnea. And I was like, wow, that sounds like my husband, you know? So I explained it to Eddie and I said, you better talk to your doctor. He goes, I don't think I said, listen, talk to your doctor because you got to do something. So the funny thing was when he went into our doctor, that's how long ago it was, because that doctor's long retired. Eddie explained to him and he goes, no, I don't think you have sleep apnea. And Eddie goes, well, my wife said, if I don't go to a sleep clinic, I can't come home. And so he booked him. So sure enough, he went the following week. And he no sooner got in the door and the phone was ringing, and it was his doctor saying that you have to come in because the clinic called and they said it was the worst case of sleep apnea that they had seen.
Wow.
And if he didn't come in and get a requisition or a prescription for the CPAP machine, they were going to take his license away. And that's how bad it was. So, of course, he went through the whole ordeal of getting the machine. And, of course, at first it was like, oh, my goodness, how am I ever going to sleep with this? Because it's like a mask that goes just over your nose. And what it does is it doesn't pump oxygen. It just pumps air so that your mouth is closed and the air is going down into your lungs through your nose. So there's no oxygen involved. And then they have a little tank that you can put water and it keeps moisture going in. So not only did he get an amazing sleep, he no longer woke up with headaches or sore throats or sneezing. And he was able to go all day without falling asleep.
And so could you.
Oh, it was like heaven. But I'm telling you, there's nothing scarier than when you're sleeping beside somebody and they're snoring And then all of a sudden there's nothing. So the breath, they're just holding their breath. And that's what scared me the most. Snoring is one thing, but, and most people don't know they have sleep apnea. Now, since then, my husband's been on the machine 30 years and he's so used to it. And, but
I think some people still have a bit of a stigma on that, because I've had a number of people I know, they are using the machine, and if you want to travel with somebody, they always seem to say, well, I just want you to know in advance that I have a, you know, the CPAC. And I'm like, yeah, so, because yeah. I know a lot of people that have it, so for me it's not a big deal. Yeah. And if you're wearing the mask, it's not going to keep me awake.
Right.
Maybe snoring might.
Yes, exactly.
Snoring would keep you awake. But definitely not the CPAC.
And see, that's the thing. A lot of people had associated with just a man thing, the snoring. But since then, it's become very popular. And it's funny, a lot of my husband's friends laughed in the beginning, because when he went on trips to the, you know, the Formula One races and that, he'd have to bring it. But a lot of them now have the machine. But oddly enough, my sister came here one night and she was almost doing the same thing. And I said to her, you better go check out this to the sleep clinic also. And she went, sure enough, she has sleep apnea.
Wow.
And she's had the machine ever since.
Wow. And but I know really a lot of females, her. Actually.
Oh, you do?
Oh, I do. And okay. I've actually traveled with people that have had the machine.
I mean, obviously it's okay if you're married. You don't feel funny using it, but... I'm telling you, it's better. It'll save your life, because now, like I said, my brother's partner, she had sleep apnea. She was supposed to get the machine, but she didn't.
Oh, so and she kind of knew that she had the problem.
She knew she had it.
Wow.
And they wanted her to get the CPAC, but she didn't get it.
Oh.
And so ultimately it cost her life. But, and it's not covered 100%. But they do pay for part of it, and every 5 years you can go for an upgrade.
The thing is, when it comes to your health, that's the thing you have to find the money for, regardless. Because if you look at your own budgets, I'm sure that if it's something that's going to keep you alive and healthy, you'll find the money.
And she was only 60. We're not talking, you know.
No, I know, or exactly.
And you can be skinny, you can be obese. You can be short and tall.
Yeah,
you
my
can
friend
get
was
sleep
very slim, the one that ended up having it. And she's had the machine for quite a while as well.
Right.
But she's still kind of embarrassed to let people know if she's traveling with them. And a lot of times she's traveling with family, so they already know she's got it. But anytime she goes with friends, she just, you know, is very timid to say, you know, I have a machine. And I'm like, it's no problem.
Yeah, and it's getting more... accepted and more popular.
Common.
Yeah, nobody wants it, really.
Yeah,
I'm even thinking myself, I want to go check myself out, because Eddie says I'm snoring, but I don't know if I'm a sleep apnea, but that's how you kind of know you need to go get it checked out. And
but that's one of the things that we wanted to talk about when addressing the health on the sleep, because of course, ladies, you know you need to have really good sleep. So whether it's your partner that's keeping you awake, or yourself that you're, you know, not breathing in the middle of the night and you don't know.
Well, that's what happens. You wake up. Your brain wakes up. You don't maybe physically wake up, but your brain is constantly waking up, so you never get into the REM sleep.
Yeah.
Which everybody needs.
Yeah. But you were also mentioning another friend of yours started with headaches and ended up...
Oh, this was a different issue.
Another health issue, that you got to be aware of.
Yes, like, especially women. Like, we all know symptoms, but... And a lot of them are for men, or we think they're male issues, or we want to ignore it. So my girlfriend we were together in Florida, and she was buying a new condo and under a lot of stress, because we were running around buying furniture, curtains, you know, the way it goes. And she was remodeling some of it, so tiles, whatnot. And she started getting the headache in the back of her neck. And, you know, we kept saying, well, you know, maybe it's just stress.
Yes.
You're stressed out and, you know, you need to just relax a little bit. And I mean, she'd wake up at 7 and right away with the plans, you know. So we kind of ignored it. And then the next day, you know, she'd take some Tylenol or whatever, and then it would come back. And then it started traveling up the back of her head. And she was really, you know, we were still thinking, you're stressed and you're not eating properly. She's also a diabetic. She's on insulin. And we ignored it. So then finally the day came, they had to go back up to their condo in St. Pete's. And now the headache is right up to the top of her head.
Wow.
That morning when she woke up, then she got the pain in her left arm. But wow. It was down here, not up here, around her heart, down here. And then her husband said, that's it, we're going to the hospital. And sure enough, when they got there, they said, thank God you came in, because she had had a heart attack. They had to put a stent in.
Wow.
And you know, we think of a heart attack, you get chest pains or you feel tired, but she didn't have any of that. It was the bad headache. And then the final thing was in the left arm. And I found it strange that it was down here by her wrist, wow, not up here by her heart.
Wow.
You know, and then so they did all that and she went home. And then 2 days later, her husband thought he was having and here's the thing, he was having almost the same symptoms, like heart racing, palpitations. And then he went in, but what it was he was
indigestion?
he was having a panic attack because he was having some vertigo. So you just don't know. And he said the only reason why he went to the hospital so quickly was because of her. Because the result of hers, you know, thinking it was nothing and it was something.
Well, and that's the thing, though. Too often we think whatever it is, it'll pass, it's normal, it's just, and if you're having a hectic day or a period of time, you're thinking it's just stress, but this too shall pass.
Yeah.
But you can't ignore certain signs, because
especially if they're
persistent.
If they're persistent.
Yes.
You know, like her headache was coming every day.
Yeah.
Usually if you have a headache, you take a couple of
something
and it goes away and then it's gone. But then if it comes back, then you know, maybe some bells should be going off. And the same, I had a little incident myself where it started 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and I had this little bump on the back of my scalp.
Oh yeah, I remember you telling me. Yeah.
And I thought it was, you know, maybe I hit it somewhere, or I got it cut, or maybe with the brush when I was blow drying. And you know, I kept feeling it and, you know, picking at it, and it started getting a little bigger and a little bigger, and I'm thinking, what is this? Maybe, you know, maybe it's just a wart or a cyst or something. But I too kept ignoring it. And first of all, I didn't want to know what it was. I was afraid.
True.
And then COVID hit. So then we had an excuse not to check out anything. And then about 6 months later, I was getting my hair done, and the hairdresser said, oh my goodness, what is this on your scalp? And my daughter was in the room and she saw it. And that was one thing, I never seen it because it was on the back of my head. And she took a picture of it when I saw it. I said, oh, this is not right. So then I called the doctor. My doctor sent me to a surgeon, and
they
removed it. It was cancerous.
Oh,
yeah.
Just like a bump that...
It was fairly big. So I guess it was about this round. And when they took it out, he took right underneath the bone, the scalp. And you could see that, you know, there was things growing, and they sent it away. And he said it could be one or two cancers, and it happened to be the bad cancer.
Wow.
Whatever.
That would have been scary.
It was. But he said he got it all.
Yeah.
I didn't have to do any treatment or anything, and I'm fine.
Yeah.
But see, that's the thing. We want to ignore things. We're afraid.
Exactly.
We hope it will pass.
Yes.
Or it'll just disappear, because some things do disappear.
Yeah.
You know, and you hate to be running off to a doctor, because then again, they send you for this test, send you for that test. You got to wait in line. You got to wait for results. And it's like, really? I don't want to deal with that right now. But we should.
We really should. Because really, if you would have continued it, and if your daughter hadn't have been there, mm-hmm, and if your hairdresser just kind of ignored it, thinking, okay, doesn't look normal.
Yeah.
But really, the longer you go, the harder it is for them to fix it.
Fix it, exactly.
And that's why, again, when something's going on that's not supposed to be there, like my mother always said, if it's not supposed to be there, get it out. Because when my sister had breast cancer, she felt a little lump, and, you know, but she happened to mention it to our mom.
And she was so young.
And she was young. She was probably about 35 years old and,
right,
you know, very healthy,
yeah,
for the most part. Mm-hmm. And our mom just kept nagging her. Listen, you know, you should go see a doctor about that. And she goes, it's nothing. You know, even when she mentioned it to the doctor, he goes, it's nothing. But my mom wouldn't let up until my sister said, my sister actually agreed to have it out just to appease our mom. And so when the results came back, because anytime they take something out of your body, of course, they have to test it. And when it came back, it was cancerous.
Wow.
And it's a really bad cancer. So, of course, my sister ended up having to go, because of her age, for chemo, because that kind of cancer, when you're so young, will spread through your body very, very quickly, because it will party, they say, in your body.
Wow.
And so she was very proactive to, you know, take the treatment, do everything she had to do. And even the doctor, who sort of thought it was nothing, and because he had no choice to take it out because my sister asked for it to go get whipped out, he came to her house actually and apologized because he didn't take it seriously enough, and it ended up being a very aggressive cancer. And you know, this happened a number of years ago, and luckily she got it quickly. But she said there were other women that she met, and they weren't even going for the treatment initially. It just kept growing and growing. They wouldn't get anything done. And by the time they finally did, they're actually dead today. And they were around the same age group, you know, having a young family, everything.
It's so important to be proactive.
You really do.
Get your mammograms, get your pap smears.
Yeah, and if there's nothing, then great.
Great.
But make sure that at least you go and take that extra step, because the doctor said it was nothing, but, and my sister may have listened, but our mom is more, more of a nag in that sense, and she wasn't going to let up. It was every day, it was constant. Get it out, get it out. If it's not supposed to be there, get it out, because you got a lump.
Right.
It's not supposed to be there.
That's right.
And if it's nothing and not cancerous, no problem, and it's still out.
Right.
But the fact is, you don't know until it goes to a lab.
And you know, just like my sister, just last year, she went for her regular mammogram and they saw something, because she didn't feel nothing.
Yeah.
She felt fine. And sure enough, she had a mass. They took it and they biopsied, and it was cancer.
Right.
And so she had to go through radiation. And actually, today she got she had called the doctor's office for something else and asked if they got the results from her mammogram she had a week ago, and she's clear. There's nothing there. So she was like very, very happy, because, you know, even though they have come a long way with breast cancer, nobody wants to deal with all that.
No.
And it's a scare to know that it's in your body.
But
and,
the thing is, nowadays, because they're so advanced,
mm-hmm.
if you're proactive
and you get it quickly,
it's under almost 100% curable.
Right. They can
and that's
do
the
something.
Same with men's prostate. You know,
right.
So we have to be proactive in our
right.
health. And the great thing also, if your sister was going to get it, not only was she very quick to get it discovered,
mm-hmm.
but she was a bit older, so that meant it didn't spread as quickly.
Right.
So she was able to get the treatment and be 100% cured.
Exactly.
And so we can't neglect our bodies.
Exactly.
It's easy to do because we get busy in our lives, with our families, with our job, with our careers, but you can't. Your health has to be your number one thing. And that means not just doing preventative stuff, but getting the rest that you need, doing all the other things that takes care of you. And sometimes it's just a few minutes of meditation or going to a yoga class, you know, get a couple of girlfriends maybe and do that on a regular basis to encourage each other to keep yourself healthy. Because, you know, one of the things that they keep discovering year after year is the benefits of actually regular exercise.
Right.
And in your health, you have no idea how much of a cure it is, preventative cure in a lot of ways.
Just to keep your body moving.
Yes.
And I say that too. It's eating regularly, sleeping regularly, and moving regularly.
Yeah.
It keeps the body moving. And that's what you want. You want the, you know, the veins to be running properly, you know, with the blood going in and out, the heart pumping, the brain working at full capacity, everything working in
the way
harmony,
it's supposed to be.
The way it should be. When you just sit, everything gets lazy inside.
Yeah, but it's like a car. You
right.
cannot have a car sitting in the driveway for months on end and think that it's just going to be fine. It needs the flow of
That's
the
right.
oil and keeping
oil
things.
Oil changes.
Yes.
Needs, yeah, all
well,
kinds of battery it, charged up.
It seizes up.
Yeah.
Just like your body.
Like
and
body.
So, you know, you don't have to belong to a gym. The
no.
fact is, a lot of women are very active or can be, whether you're doing housework, gardening, taking the dog for a walk, whatever it is.
That's
but you
right.
have to be moving. And they say for longevity, that's one of the, I'll say, the pills in the sense of what you need is just the activity.
Yeah.
If you have
your
the activity.
Your body to be flexible,
yeah.
you know, and
yeah.
the circulation to be good.
Yeah.
And
that's
that,
the
and,
natural
and
way to
when
keep
you,
our health
when you
so
do
healthy.
Exercise, they say you get those
endorphins.
Well, endorphins. And
yes.
that makes you feel good. And you know, it is the truth. Like when you think about doing an exercise or getting on the bike or going for a walk, you think, oh gosh, do I have to? And then when you're done,
you feel so much better.
So
yeah.
try to think of that. When you're dreading doing it, just say, well, I know for sure I'm going to feel great after.
Well, especially because they've come out with a lot of different classes like Zumba and stuff where
right.
the
fun.
Music and everything, you're just like pumped up and
oh, yeah.
you're having fun and you do. You feel so much. It's tough sometimes to
yes.
go to be motivated. That's why I said sometimes
I like
it might
online
be a girlfriend.
Now. Now I do
one Yeah, you
online.
Can do it anywhere.
It's
yeah.
called Body Groove and it's yeah. all about dance, moving with dance. And it is so much fun. And I can just get up and do it in my pajamas.
Well, there you go. Body Groove.
Body
There's
groove.
A little plug for your Body Groove.
Yeah, and do it because it gets you going. And the girl is so pumped up. And we have it's a lot of fun. You feel like you're there with them.
It's all about you, your health, your mental health, your physical health, and how we can help you get ahead successfully, whether it's in your career, your family, your friends, whatever. So this is it for this week's episode. I'm Linda.
I'm Andrea.
And don't forget, we need you to
like,
share,
and please subscribe.
Until next week, ladies.